sit up. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, glad to meet you. My name is Daniel. This is not a sales call. We're just calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. So let me just ask you the next question. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote,
yes,
or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Yes.
Yeah, you will vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. So right now we're going to go with the following question here, that you are going to choose if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable about the following topics. So let's just start with Joyce Chapman.
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. What about Houston Independent School District?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, thank you so much. What about Sheila Jackson Lee?
Very favorable.
Thanks. Harold Dutton?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat favorable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Danny Norris?
Not for major.
Okay. What about Clean Dan Horn?
Somewhat.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. So right now I'm going to read you two statements, and you will need to choose which of those are you more supporting to. So as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? The first one is support. As they take over because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. That's the number one. The second one, it is oppose. As they take over because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
The latter, number two.
Okay, thank you so much. So, in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates will you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clean Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
The first one.
Joyce Chapman. All right. Mm-hmm. So right now, let's go ahead with the next question here. So we have some few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. So let's just start with the first one. He is fighting against extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest.
Negative.
Very or somewhat negative?
Very.
Okay. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
To lower
and middle income homeowners.
Favorable.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Okay, thank you so much. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
Very negative.
Okay. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Very negative.
Okay. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defound public education through his voucher scheme.
He stopped the vouchers. Very favorable.
He worked to stop. Okay, very. Thank you so much. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Very positive.
Okay, so let's go with the last one here. Harold Dutton was led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Very positive.
Okay, thank you so much for your information. So we're going to answer just one more question when it comes down to the primary, and then we're going to move ahead with some statistical questions, and that will only take like 3 minutes. So based on this information, which of the following four candidates will you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
The first one.
Joyce Chapman. All right.
Chapman. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. So in that case, may I have your age, please?
66.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Thanks. Do you consider yourself as African American or Black?
African American. No, Black.
Okay. Thanks. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Okay. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Well, in that case, I highly appreciate your time. This concludes our survey, and I highly appreciate your participant of this survey. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.